Pre-show time here for the 12th of August, 2021. And time just marches on. But time marches on, but it's the same goddamn shirt. I bet you this is the same shirt I was wearing 1 year ago. Let me turn the air on. Pre-shows get kind of noisy because I turn the air on in the studio here. We have a small unit, our downstairs. Even though this is the beach and there is no air conditioning here, that there's no houses around here with air conditioning for them. That's what I'm told. It gets hot, man. It gets fucking hot in this motherfucker. So, testing 1, 2, 3, 4. 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 There we go. So what do you think, man? I think today we go back in time to our archive, as we do. See, what's new? Did the TV show on Monday. I can't tell you anything about it because, you know, it's just, you just can't do it. But I did a show on Monday with two actors that are renowned. And I was so happy because I'm happy with what I did, but I'm also happy they were such nice guys, you know? I mean, really fucking solid people, just workman-like and nothing, very conversant. One of these days I'll tell you who, very soon, but had a great time. And here's the thing, and I alluded to it in a Twitter feed, as is always happens with me, if I got an early time that I have to report to a job on a TV show or something, if it's a 6:30 or 7 o'clock, what they call a call, you got a 6:30 call, I can never sleep. I have a very hard time sleeping, and I've resigned myself to that. I've resigned myself to the fact, you know, you just kind of have to dig down, Henry, like we all do when we're working on no sleep, and do the job. And you power down with coffee, you power up with coffee, you do what you have to do, right? This is interesting. So Max Muncy just did a home run. The pitch was 104 miles an hour. He hit it 405 feet. I don't know. Anyway, that's what they just said. So anyway, long story short, I get to the job. Well, I see before I leave the house, I have a pack of mints that I got somewhere. Neuromints. They have L-theanine, an amino acid called L-theanine, caffeine, and two kinds of vitamin B, B6 and B12. I thought, well, fuck. What can I lose, you know? Take this, caffeine pills and no dose. It's all the same goddamn shit. I eat two of these fucking mints. I swear to God, by the time I got to the job, I wasn't speeding. It wasn't like that. I just felt awake. It wasn't that I wasn't tired, but I felt I was okay. I was awake. And just to prove to you how awake I was, it was halfway through the morning before I had any coffee at all. Somebody said, do you want some coffee, Phil? I said, yeah, I'll have a cup of coffee, thanks. And I drank probably a quarter to a half of it, and that was it. So check out this Neuromints. I recommend it because, I ate these, about three of these, and I did not feel any speedy effects. There was nothing like you were, you know, eating speed. It was just like I was awake. Not fully awake, like I'd had 8 hours, but awake to the point where I didn't feel bad. My mood was good, and I was on top of it. I can't describe it any other way.
I can't describe it,
as Bud might say. Yeah, it was, oh shit, Henry, you gotta log in first, you dumb motherfucker. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, Phil. So check that out, man. Neuromints, they have a website. I wish I could remember what it was, but it's like neurosomething.com. N-E-U-R-O. The mints came in a blue thing. I think I got them on a flight. I think I got them on a JetBlue flight. One of my flights to Fort Lauderdale to see Jackie, who we spoke tonight on the phone. Jackie and I have had a few arguments, and I know why. It's been two fucking months since we've seen each other. We've been doing a year and a half on FaceTime. We've been doing a relationship on fucking FaceTime, basically. FaceTime and whatever time we spend in each other's presence for a week, two, while she's trying to sell a fucking house, and I'm here, you know. We were going to sell this house, too, and I said, well, fuck that. Let's hold on to one of the houses, and so that when you land out here with Kirby is an elderly dog. He's at the point now where he's living in assisted living, if you will, the way human beings live in an assisted living facility. Only his assisted living facility is there, living with Jackie. But I mean, she's cleaning up his shit. She's This is a dog that everybody loves. He's a wonderful, wonderful fucking guy. He's a great dog. And he's a sweetheart of a guy. But he's old, man. It's tough for him to get up in the morning. She purchased these little booties for him. Well, he's got a problem with his fucking claws. She's trying to find one of these straps where you can lift up the hind legs of the dog. He's not quite ready for a wheelchair, but he's kind of there, you know. But he's able to get himself up. She was putting him on some pain medication, and Jackie's pretty smart. She regulates this pain medication, and she realized she was giving him a little too much, so he was kind of dopey in the morning, so she cut back on that. He seems to be doing better. I'm telling you, man, it's a son of a bitch. All right, so last year, August, is that what we're doing? You know, there was a show. Okay, this is all 30 Days of Bobby. I don't want to do this shit. But I had a show in July that I referenced. This is a show from Battle for Control of Citizens Auxiliary Police that we replayed last year, but it might be worth replaying again because it's pretty funny. It's You Got to Move. It is. And we're going to be right back with a few more. Well, through cable. Let me see here. Of A is live.
Live.
Get off here.
Hey, we're not talking about you being oppressed, as in.
Comes on airwaves on a radio station or TV or wherever you, you know, listen to in the morning. Struggle between himself and Major Elvis Newton's son, Lou Newton, for these remaining weeks of summer. We're going to resume some of the marathons we've done, so, you know.
It ought to be pretty good.
It ought to be pretty good. So join us, won't you? Well, you're here right now on our website, and that's good. And welcome, or at least you're listening to us through Spotify or Podcast One. Welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. This is an encore day. This is Thursday, the 20th of August. We're going back 2 years to the 27th of August, and we had spent the preceding 27th of August, 2018. So let's just do fucking that, huh? Right? 27th of August, 2018?
It's Jay Santis. He's talking about control.
27th of August. Here it is. An all-new episode. Jay is a guest hosting. Jay recounts power struggle. Gotta love it, man. For control of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I love it, man. I love it no end.
I'm very good, bud.
Dream preview to get the best picks from Vegas or Ross Tucker's Fantasy Feast podcast to stay on top in your fantasy league. We also have Revenge of the Jocks with Martellus Bennett and even Coach Jim Harbaugh as part of the podcast. One Sportsnet team with his show Attack Each Day. Even Coach Jim Harbaugh is
bud.
How you doing?
And Robert.
Jim.
All the voices you're about to hear on the show will be performed by me. Boom! That's what the one thing I liked about the old way I intro'd the show is I could just, boom! I was there. All right. Fuck it. Ready? So, yeah, this is a replay of a replay, but I like this show. So, we had an epic show. We had a couple of epic shows last week. And I don't know about the Bud Dickman show, but I laughed my fucking ass off when Tom Dafka goes, "You and me to the moon, yeah!" And anyway, Dodgers and Phillies, no score, top of the first, two runners on, Dodgers in their road grays, but with the Dodger, not Los Angeles, which I don't like. If you're on the road, teams should have the name of the city they are from. It's old school, yes, I understand people don't necessarily need to identify. I like it, it's old school, I like it. So when the Phillies come to LA, I want to see Philadelphia. Be proud of the goddamn fucking city you're from. Los Angeles. St. Louis. Put it on your fucking uniform. What's this generic Dodgers? Everybody knows your goddamn stupid, silly Dodger name. We want Los Angeles, see? You got L.A. here, and that's fine. San Diego, you know. Let's do it, man. Do it to it, baby. All right, enough of this bullshit. But I really do. You got the road grays on, and what makes the road gray even better is the name of the city. And the Dodgers sometimes have Los Angeles, but not enough for my taste, you know? Call me an asshole. Call me old-fashioned. Call me late for dinner. Call me a cab. You're a cab. I know that's silly. But I love silly shit.
Okay. Yeah.
Turn it off. Turn it off, man. All right, another extemporaneous promo.